That's from the list. Peres Chamishi Halacha Gimel. So when you buy from a baker, you have to take off because we don't know where he got from. But our problem is the baker buys his flour from suppliers. So do I have to take off from every piece of bread separately? I mean, I don't know, maybe this bread was bought from one Amar for flour, and this piece of bread was bought from another one, or is it every day? I mean, maybe every day is a different supplier. Maybe he buys one Amar one day, one Amar another day. So if I buy some stale bread with some fresh bread, I got, or maybe is it, maybe like the challahs, you know, this type of bread, he set aside one type of chamach, and maybe now for the sliced bread, he's got a different kind of chamach. I mean, how do we know what I could put into it? I said the Mishnah, the Kaplan, and I told him, you can take from the fresh bread on the stale bread, and yesterday's bread, or vice versa, take off to the Tumenet Alachama, and Afilu Mishpusi Marven. You can even take off from challah to the sliced bread, as long as it's just a question of shapes, different days, no problem. Give it Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, seeming to know why. Shani Omer Kitim, she has a question, how much he's Oser? But the point is, Ani Omer Kitim Shalemesh, Hayu Mishalacher, Mishalayom, Hayu Mishalacher. How do we know that he bought from the same supplier yesterday as he bought today? Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. He's offering the Trumat Maser. When it comes to Trumat Maser, over there you have to deal with the supplier. But if you're talking about challah, the challah anyway only becomes chayv and challah at the time that he makes the dough. So it really doesn't matter to us whether he has different sources, because it has nothing to do with being an Amoret. It has to do with who made the dough. So right now, either he does take challah or he doesn't take challah. If he takes challah, then there's no problem. He doesn't take challah, he doesn't take challah from anything. And therefore, I could take off from one to the other, yes, but not when it comes to Trumat Maaser. I have to worry that maybe he has different suppliers. So it's going to be an Ad-Hekhan. How far does this extend? I mean, a week later? A year later? I have some stuff that was frozen in my freezer, now and I didn't take off Trumat Maaser. I assume he always has the same supplier? Talmud Yosher, if you have a Shem of Yeshua ben Levi, say Ad Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Now this is a 30-day stretch. So in other words, if the Ech Avida, Lakach Menonah B'Tchilat Shloshim, Uvem Shloshim, B'Sof Shloshim. In other words, you took off beginning of the month, the middle of the month, the end of the month. So the first and the second are within the same supply gap. Second and third are within the same supply gap. So we don't look at that as contradictory. In other words, we're assuming that whatever point you bought from, but the 30 days you can assume the same. So Rishon Agave Sheni Minafaru, and Rishon Agave Sheni are Sheni. So one to the third is a 30-day gap. There you can't take off from one on the other. You have to take off each one separately. But one from two or two to three, that you would be able to do.
So from different dates,
so you've got
it all in front of
them at the same time? Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Hey, Rabbi, I think I will.